ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
भद्रं ते प्रभाद भद्र भद्रं ते कृता अहं ते असुरोत्तमा प्रीतं ते सुरोत्तमा वरं वृणीष्वाभिमतं कामपुरा अस्मि अहं नृणा कामपुरोऽस्म्यहं प्रभाद भद्र भद्रं ते नीतोऽहं ते सुरोत्तमा वरं वृणीष्वाभिमतम् कामपुरोऽस्म्यहं नृणा
The Supreme Personality of Godhead spoke. Prahlada, my dear Prahlad, Padra, you are so gentle. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead spoke. My dear Prahlad, the most gentle and best of the family of the Asuras, let there be all auspiciousness for you. I am very much pleased upon you. It is my pastime to fulfill the desires of all human beings. Therefore, you can ask from me any benediction that you desire to be fulfilled.
श्री भगवान उवाच प्रहलाद भद्र भद्रं ते पीतो हं ते असुरोत्तमम् वरं वृणीष्व अभिमतं कामो पुरोऽस्मि अहं नृणा श्री भगवान उवाच भगवान दिस वर्ल्ड several times expressed that the most opulent, six opulences, riches, vaishanjasa, three vaishanja, strength, ball, Vishajyasa samatrasya vijyasa jasasa sriya Vishnu Bhagavan. All six opulences in full. So, if Bhagavan wants to fulfill one desire, who can take it? Here, Vishnu Bhagavan is saying, Prito, I am now pleased. So, this is the business. How to please Krishna? If he is pleased, then what do you want more? Everything is understood. That's interesting. Everything is fulfilled. Richard, you can, if Krishna is pleased upon you, he can give you immense riches, as much as you want. That is why, instead of endeavoring in your time to earn money, people are engaged to earn money, working very hard, day and night. So, if there is such thing, simply by pleading Krishna, you can get as much money as you want. So why shall I earn money? I went to a country with 40 rupees. And now I am getting money as much as I want. So you break that. There is no businessman can earn with 40 rupees and within 10 years 40 crores. There is no instant and heat. This is it. Please do all. Because Krishna is the proprietor of all riches. That is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is not that when amongst his foolish disciples he declares himself Bhagavan. And when there is some truth there, he goes to the physician to help him. Bhagavan is not. Bhagavan is self-sufficient. Everything is full. Aishadjasa samadgasa vijasa jasa sasya. So, riches also. Not that Bhagavan, the Supreme Person, he is poor man. No. He is full of riches. He can give you as much wealth as you want. And bhakta, a devotee of course, does not want anything from Krishna. That is Shuddha Bhakti. But Krishna supplies him wealth when he requires. There is no need of asking Krishna. Come and I will come. That's why a small child, dependent on his parents, whatever he requires, he does not ask from the parents, give me this. The parents know that this child wants this food, this cloth, this comfort, everything. And this is the secret of bhakti. A bhakta does not endeavor for anything except the emotional state. Karma, jnana, yoga, these things are very popular by karma, by activities. You can earn money and fulfill your material desire. That is called karma. Then, jnana. Jnana means to understand that I am the spirit soul, I am not this material body. And then there is another sphere of activity, that is spiritual activity, jnana. Then yoga. Yoga means whatever you want, astasiddhi, anima, lagima, prati, jita, pasila, whatever. This is yoga. The form of jnana yoga. These are the different processes of opulence. But Krishna is the supreme. Here it is said, kama pura asmi aham. You desire something, so I will fulfill your desire. Kama pura. I shall fulfill your desire. Why you are bothered? You just become my devotee. Sarvadhanvan, Purushottamami, Sarvamangala. I shall fulfill all your desires. Why you are endeavoring? There is no need of endeavoring. Vichara Hare Krishna and whatever you want with it. This is what. Kama. Kama, sarvakama, moksha kama, udhāti. Vibhena bhakti yogena yajeta paramam puru. This is the recommendation any sattva. There are three kinds of man: akama, sarvakama, moksha kama. Akama means divorce. He doesn't want anything from Krishna. Akama. Nadanam nadanam nasundarim kavitang bhajabhadishakam. The devotee does not desire wealth or many followers or beautiful wife. He is akama. A sarvakama, the Kurmis, they are never satisfied. More. Give me this. Sarvakama. And mokshakama, the jnanis and yogis, they want liberation from this material world. After being kurmi and jnani, when they are disgusted, they become aspirant of becoming one with the Lord. So, the Shastra says, any desire or no desire, you take to Krishna consciousness, then everything will be fulfilled. Either devotee, jnani, yogi, because as soon as you become a devotee, the wonderful things you can perform by the grace of Krishna. That is a fact. And again, even one is again, sometimes you find a devotee not even literate. But when he speaks exactly the truth. That is jnani. How it is possible? It is possible because Krishna is behind the all power. Bhāsari bhagavati bhakti yoga prayadita janayati asur vairagyam jnanam satadhoyita. Anyone who surrenders himself to Vāsudeva sarvamethi samātmā sudhya, fully surrender to Krishna. Vāsudeva bhagavati, to fully surrender to Krishna means to become spiritually active. Sometimes the Maharani philosopher say that when we become Brahma realized, we become one with the Supreme, then all our activities stop. No, that is not the fact. The fact is, we are now materially active. And when we finish our material activity, then our spiritual activity begins. You cannot make the living entity as inactive. That is not possible. Because we are living, we are not strong. How I can be inactive? That is not possible. Inactivity is for the stones and iron. But we are not stones and iron. Nitya sasatriyam naham nati hannamani sabide. The Mahārāja philosophers, they think to stop activity is the highest perfection. Now, our philosophy is stop foolish activities and begin realizing. That is bhakti. Bhakti is not stopping activity. Therefore, we are engaging our devotees in so many activities. They are all spiritual activities. Spiritual activity is known as bhakti. So, brahma bhuta prasanna atma na sochati na kaankhati samasthaneshu bhuteshu bhakti ravati para. The man bhakti ravati para, this is meaning that spiritual activity anukullena krishnanu siddhanam anusiddhanam. Anusiddhanam is activity, cultivating. Anything you cultivate, that is not inactivity, that is activity. Rupa Goswami, he resigned from his ministry and came to Vrindavan under the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not to become inactive but After giving up his ministry, he did not come here to eat and drink, no. Then he began to study various Vedic literature. Nana Shastra Vicharana Ipanikuno. Besides any perfect person writing some book, he gives evidences from the Veda. Vicharana Ipanikuno. They become very expert in considering the Vedic verse. Nana Shastra. In the Vedas, there are many departments of knowledge. Sham-ved, Yajur-ved, Rig-ved, Atharva-ved, Ayur-ved, Manu-ved, everything, Jyotish-ved. Therefore, ved is considered as the kalpatru. These are three. Whatever knowledge you want, it is present. Ved means knowledge. And Vedanta means the ultimate knowledge. The ultimate knowledge is to know Krishna. But in the meanwhile, there are so many departments of knowledge. And you can understand from the Vedas, everything is there, direction. So, ultimately, we have to understand Krishna. So, here, Vishnu is addressing Prahlada. Bhagya, perfect gentleman. In India, it is called Bhadra Loka. Bhadra means perfect gentleman. Bhadra. That is the general etiquette to address somebody as Bhadra Loka. Especially in Bengal, it is very common word, Bhadra. And other parts of it. Bhadra means perfect gentleman. You see, Prahlada is perfect gentleman. A devotee is perfect gentleman. Why? Because he has developed all good qualities. That is Bhadra. A devotee cannot be avabhadra. He must be Bhadra. That is perfection. Therefore, devotee is never rude to anyone. By Rupa Goswami, was here, some very learned scholar came to talk with him, Satrap, talking on Satrap. So, when he approached Rupa Goswami, he asked that I want to talk with you about Shastra. He said, I am not very learned man. How can I talk with you? You are so learned. So he said, if you think that you are not learned, then you give me lightning that I am not learned. So he immediately gave him, all right, take it. I am not learned. So when you are going away, with that chief, that he is most learned scholar and Rupa Goswami is defeated. Then, Rupa Goswami was standing outside. He said, what is that paper? No, your uncle has written, frankly, that he is not learned. All right, talk with me. Then he defeated. So sometimes, devotees are so gentle, if such foolish person comes to talk unnecessarily waste of time, all right, you take in the writings that I am not alive. What? This is another bhagya. He said, oh, I'm wasting time in the hostel, better give him a paper. What? And therefore Lord Shiva is called Ashutosh. So many demons go to God at him. Give me this, give me that. And his name is Ashutosh. He gives him immediately. All right, he takes birth. Don't bother. Therefore his name is Ashutosh. Very soon he comes. Somebody prayed, sir, give me this benediction that I shall, on anyone's head, I shall touch immediately they will work. The Lord Shiva said, all right, go on. He takes his benediction, go on. Then he wanted to touch the head of Lord Shiva. And let me test whether it is good or not. And he was in danger. So sometimes Lord Shiva is put into danger. Because people therefore go to worship Lord Shiva to take anything he wants. Ravana also was a very great devotee of Shiva. Asuras, they are very great devotees of Lord Shiva to take material facilities. But if you, of course, it is said, but anyone who goes to Krishna, he does not want anything like this, that I shall put my hand to anyone's head, anything. So, Prahlada is Bhadra. He is not that type of devotee. He doesn't want anyone's inconvenience. So how he became Bhadra? Because he is devotee. It is saying, Jashashu Bhakti Bhagavati Akinchana Sarvai Yunaitattva Samasati Sura. As soon as you become a perfect devotee, all the good qualities of the demigods will develop. Automatically. We have already studied the story of the bear. He was a hunter, and by the grace of Narada, when he became a devotee, he was not ready to kill in the air. In the beginning, his profession was hunting. He was very much pleased to kill the animal half. Sometimes the Muslims, they kill the animal simply. And it saws and sufficient blood from us. They like that. So the hunters, some of the hunters, they also kill the animal half. So they take pleasure. I've seen in my own eyes in Calcutta, one hotel man was cutting the throat of a chicken and half cut, and the half dead chicken was jumping like this. And the man was laughing. His little hand, he was crying. I've seen it. He was crying. Because he's innocent child, he could not tolerate, he was crying. And the father was like, why you are crying? Why you are crying? He is very nice. So, without being devoted, a man will become cruel. Yes, in this way, go to hell. And devotee cannot tolerate. We are studying in the life of Lord Jesus Christ, and he when he saw that in the Jewish synagogue, the boys had been killed, he became shocked. He therefore left Jesus, he inaugurated a Christian person. He was shocked by this animal killing. Therefore his first commandment is, thou shalt not kill. But the foolish Christians, instead of following his instruction, they are opening daily slaughterhouses. So, unless one becomes a perfect devotee, he cannot become a bhadra. Yes, this is not possible. Narada, Krishna says, Namagadushita Namurha, Parvatanti Narada. Unless one is devotee, he is a duskritina, most sinful man, Narayana, and the lowest of humanity. These are the qualifications. So one has to become devotee. If you want to become bhagdo, gentleman, you must take to Krishna consciousness, otherwise it's not possible. Otherwise it's not possible. You are not Krishna conscious at the same time gentleman, that is a false pretender. A bhagdo, it is the same bhagdo. Prahlada bhagdo, bhagdo Bhadram says, and when you become bhadra, gentle, perfect, qualified, gentleman, then everything is auspicious. There is no inauspicity. Bhadram, everything. The Bhadram, yes, V. Raghavacharya, he expressed his words, bhadram, Anishta Nivitti. No more anything inauspicious. Bhadram. Anishta Nivitti Ishtam Prabhishtas. Two things, that is bhadram. Very nice. Vidalvata is explained. Bhadram Anishta Nivitti Ishtam Prabhishtas. Ishtam means whatever you desire, because a bhadra, a gentleman, cannot desire anything which is bad. A gentleman will not pray to Krishna, please give me a facility for eating meat. But a devotee never prays like that. There is never a bhadra, he never praise to Krishna, please give me facility of drinking. No. Because he is bhadra. But abhadra will go to the goddess Kali. Mother, give me your prasadam meat. Abhadra. What he means is abhadra. Therefore this explanation is very nice. Bhadram anishtam iti. Anishta, if you eat meat, that means you become implicated in sinful activities. You have to be killed by your enemy, and he will eat you, or enemy, or you become a goat, or a hog, or a cow, and your other person will kill you. Besides, nowadays, this contraceptive amounts that killing the child is going on. The same man, again, he is killed by the so-called father and mother. He will act. Karmanya, jagyatya karmanyatra karma mandhana. Unless you act for satisfying Krishna, you become bhagdha. Then whatever you do, they will be judged. This is nature's law. You cannot escape. If you have killed an animal, then you must be killed by that animal. Mansa. Mansa means mansa khadat. When I eat meat, mansa, it means this animal also will eat me. Again, this is mansa. Mansa khadat. Is it all right? Yes. This is mansa. You cannot escape. Life for life, that is the law everywhere. If you have murdered somebody, you must be killed. So you can escape the so-called state law, but you cannot escape the laws of the material nature. Pratityakramanani, unikarmani sarva, ahankara vimulatma patta, aham niti manda. So, we should not think independent. We must become bhadra. Then all auspicity becomes. These two words you can understand. Pallara bhadra bhadramati. If you are not bhadra, then you remain always a bhadra. Rakhasa. Arasura. And here it says, Kritoham Te Asurattama. You are the best, I think, Asura family, because Prahlada was born of a father, Hiranyakashipu, the most ferocious Asura. So, he cannot escape the relationship with his father, How can I say that I am not son of? There is the Asura facility or disadvantage. But he is Uttama. He surpassed that platform. How it is possible? Because Krishna is reasonable. Prito, although he is born in Asura family, low grade family, but because Krishna is pleased upon him, he becomes immediately. This is the facility. So those who speak that these Europeans and Americans cannot become Vaishnavas, they are mistaken. Krishna is pleased upon them, immediately they become the best of the Brahmins. Here it is said, Prito. Never mind. You are born in the family of Asura, but because I am pleased, you are all Purimā. So don't be disappointed. It is only required to please Krishna. Then everything is all right. Māmi-pāsa-mepāsa-sitya-jeti-supāpa-dhamā. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Never mind. He is born in this papa-joni. It doesn't matter. But, because he has taken shelter of my lotus feet. Krishna says, the Lord says, and it is confirmed by his devotee. These two things we require. Whether it is approved by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and whether it is approved by His servant, devotee. Krishna Guru Kripa by Bhakti Yoga Ji. This is said by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Eyupe Brahmanda Samite Kono Bhagavan Ji Guru Krishna Kripa by Bhakti Yoga Ji. So, if you want to approach the platform of bhakti, the platform of gentleman, say, Bhadra, then Guru and Krishna Kripa. What? So, what Krishna says, that is confirmed by the devotee, Sudre Krishna. Krishna says, Māmi-pāsa-mapāsa-sitya-jīti-sūpāpa-jīpa. Never mind. He is born in a low-grade family, dog-eater family. It doesn't matter. But because he has taken shelter of me, he is on the param. There you go, best of all. You cannot say, you so-called gentleman of this material world, you cannot say that. You may think otherwise. But there you go, back to home, back to God. Who cares for you? So, don't be depressed. Try to please Krishna. That's all. That is our only business. That is our only business. Whether Krishna is satisfied or not, then it is everything all right. Prito. Prito. Here is Prahlada. Bhadra, Bhadranti. Prito. I am fully satisfied. Try to satisfy Krishna. Then everything is auspicious. And then Krishna wins. Instead of begging from Krishna, Krishna is begging from you. Whatever you want. What you want, please tell me. The devotee never wants. But Krishna is answered. Yes, he says, Varam Pradisha. He says, whatever you like. So, if you simply please Krishna, he will tell that. My dear devotee, whatever you want to say, you can take from me. Varam Pradisha. So, what have I begged from you? Rakama, gross, mini. Whatever you desire, I can do. And so far. Kama, tu, asmi, aham, nina, nina, ordinary person. Because a devotee is above this. So, so long he has remained in the material condition. We have so many kama, desires. But as soon as we come to the spiritual platform, because then everything is ready, why should I be desiring to have this thing or that thing? Everything is ready. Everything is ready. That is spiritual platform. Tintamani, Prakara Sarmasu, Kalpa Vrikhapa, Rakham this. Kalpa Vrikhapa. Everything you want is ready, immediate. Because there is Krishna only. And he is always ready. Gopijana Ranga. Sing this song. Yasoda Nandana Gopijana Ranga. And in the beginning, Radha Madhava. Gopijana Baldava. Giri Baldava. This is Gopijana Baldava. As Gopi and their husbands and sons, they were in danger when the restaurants of rare. They were very much perplexed. They approached Krishna. This is the danger what he can do. Yes. Immediately. He lifted the Govardhan hill like an umbrella. Come on. Gopi Jana Varga. Giri Varga. This is it. As soon as the Gopi Jana, they are in danger. He is immediately, only 7 years old boy. All right, I am making a big umbrella. Giri Varga. This is it. Try to understand this. So, the conclusion is, that try to please Krishna. Then your life is successful. Don't try. Tasyaiva hi ta prajate ta kovida na labhati ta bhamadam parjata. We have tried to improve our condition of life, even becoming the demigods. But don't think the demigods are without danger. We have learned from history, Bhagavata Purana, Indra was so many times perplexed. Even Brahma was perplexed. You cannot avoid dangerous position in this material world, even if you are a person like Brahma. That is not possible. But if you become a devotee of Krishna, then everything is alright. Our business is not to become very, very great person within this material world, because that will never be possible. Tasyaiva hi ta prajate ta kovida na labhate. Upariyogha. In the higher practice system and lower practice system, whatever you desire, you can get a big position, but never safety, never peacefulness, you will never get. Do you think that in our this modern world, there are many, many villas and other tatas? Do you think that